week we bring you a surprise package which we believe contains three very fine prizes. One of the most charming love stories we've ever read. An actor who starred in many, many all-time favorite motion pictures. And a charming girl who's appeared on the radio most often as a reporter of Hollywood film life, but who twinkles as the co-star of our play. We believe you'll be hearing a lot of them as a romantic radio team. So it's a great pleasure to welcome to our radio theater Mr. John Howard and Miss Denny Shane.
Pleasure to be here,
thank
Les.
Thank you very much, Les.
How did you two happen to team up, anyway?
Well, we've known each other a long time.
All right, go ahead, Denny. You tell it.
No, John, you tell it. You've appeared on this show before, so you have priority.
Okay, Denny. Well, Les, we thought that working this program would be a real opportunity to work together in a fine story and with one of the ablest radio directors in the profession.
Well, hear, hear.
Well, thank you very much, John, for those kind words. Let me say in return that I expect some fine acting from you two, and that I'm also looking forward to an informative session with both of you after the play is over.
Thank you, Les.
We shall be here.
Fine. John Howard and Denny Shane will return for a curtain call after the play. But now, here is our announcer.
Hats off!
Three cheers!
Hooray for the red, white, and blue!
The great Rexall red, white, and blue sale!
Rally round as Rexall lights up the sky with hundreds of star-spangled value.
Thrilled with a big parade of bargain after bargain after bargain.
Save on everything from vitamins to shaving cream.
Toothbrushes to nylon.
And remember, every Rexall product is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
Get in the spirit of Rexall's great red, white, and blue sale.
Going on right now, but only at your Rexall store.
The curtain is up, and here is the play.
I ducked into a doorway to escape the rain, and I awkwardly tried to mop my face with my handkerchief as I balanced the big ungainly box with my other hand. The box held a set of crystal glasses I'd bought for Virginia. It was our 15th anniversary. 15 good years to belie all the jokes on marriage. As I watched the people running by in the newspapers, the package grew heavy and my shoulder began to ache. Suddenly I saw a cab that looked empty. I rushed for it. I gave the driver my address, settled back, relieved to put down the box of crystal I bought for Virginia. But suddenly, it wasn't Virginia I was thinking of. It was Jean. The sound of the rain, the drone of the motor, vanished somewhere in my senses. Instead, I heard again, faintly, the melody that Jeannie used to play so often. I can never forget it. I met her on that other rainy night. I made a dash for a cab that looked empty, and I slammed the door and leaned back before I saw her, huddled in the other corner. She stared up at me with incredibly wide eyes, and I stared back at the loveliness of the girl's eyes, the small pointed chin, and the full young mouth. I had known that face before. I wanted to tell her in a sentence that I already knew her, that I'd been in love with her years ago. But all I said was, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know anyone was in here."
"It's all right."
"I'm going to Washington Square. Are you going that far?"
"Yes, almost."
"Would you let me ride with you? Pretty hard to find a cab."
"Yes, it is. Of course you may ride with me."
"This is quite a rain, isn't it?"
"Yes."
"I don't believe I've seen rain like this all year."
"Oh?"
"Look at the people running with their heads down. When it rains this hard, you might just as well not struggle. Just take it and change clothes when you get home." "I used to walk in the rain. Do you ever do that?"
"Yes, when I feel like it. How are things in the stock market?"
"Stock market? I don't know what you mean."
"You look like a man who might know. Anyway, I must say something if you're going to stare at me."
"Stare at..." "Well, I really didn't mean to. Excuse me."
"But you still are."
"I'm sorry."
"Don't think. Some people merely look and their eyes are vacant. I'd resent that much more than staring. Why do you stare?"
"Oh, it's silly.
It is? You don't look like the kind of man who's ever silly.
Well, now I'm trapped. If you told me I was silly, I'd have resented it. But instead, you've told me I couldn't be silly if I wanted to, and so I feel like saying, well, I can too be silly.
I guess you can, after all. But you haven't told me why you're staring.
All right. There was a painting by an 18th century Frenchman, a Greuze, called Age of Innocence. It was a portrait of a very lovely girl with wide, sad eyes. I used to stare at it in a classroom years ago. You look just like her. It's hard now to admit that I was in love with a painting, but it's so. When I saw you, it surprised me. I guess I just resumed staring where I left off. But you're a stranger, really, and not a painting. I don't know why I'm trying to explain all this.
You shouldn't make such a big thing of it. It isn't cosmic. You're making love to me, that's all. And you're astonished at yourself. What's your name?
Kenneth Holden. Look, really, I wasn't...
Kenneth, I'm Jeannie. My last name is very difficult, and people don't remember it well.
I will.
Tanaki.
Jeannie Tanaki. See? It isn't difficult for me.
Sometimes it's very easy to remember. You said you liked to walk in the rain. Want to now? It's only a few blocks.
Walk? Well, I...
How are things in the stock market, Kenneth? I'm going to walk.
But, Jeannie, wait. Here, driver. Wait, Jeannie. I'll walk with you.
Why do men always turn up their coat collars when it rains? What good does that do?
Well, it's like women lifting their skirts, even when the water isn't over the soles of their shoes. It's a gesture of the sex. I suppose with men, it's probably a hangover from the days when gentlemen wore stiff collars that got soggy when they were wet.
Everything gets soggy when it's wet. Look out!
What's the matter?
You almost stepped on a crack. Not supposed to step on cracks.
Why not?
Break your mother's back. Is your mother alive?
No.
Mine is. Did you like your mother?
Why, yes, of course. Don't you like yours?
Sure. But lots of people don't like their mothers. They just say they do because they think they should. I know someone who doesn't like his. He's always talking about it, too. His name is Terry. Are you hungry?
Do you always flip from one idea to another like that?
Oh, does it bother you? I'm sorry. Lots of people have said that to me. I thought we'd finished talking about liking mothers. Do you want to talk about it some more?
No, it's all right. You're right, Jeannie. We were through with it. Now on to the next. Yes, I am getting hungry. And I also think I'd better be getting home.
I once kicked a can for 3 blocks.
Did you really?
It's hard to do when the curbs are high.
Jeannie, what do you do? I mean, besides walking in the rain and kicking cans for 3 blocks?
Oh, walk in the sunshine and read books and knit red socks and eat breakfast and think about things.
No, I mean the important one, the main one.
Play the piano, study harmony and composition.
Oh, are you good at it?
Yes. What would be the use of studying so hard if I weren't good at it?
That's very true.
Want to hear a piece I especially like?
Why, yes. Yes. I think I'd like that more than anything.
More than going home right now, even?
Yes, more than that.
All right. Come on, let's run.
Hey, wait. All right, let's run.
Come on, this way, Kenneth.
Any more flights of stairs?
No, that's all. I forgot some people aren't used to stairs.
Well, I'm one of them. Jeannie, are we in heaven?
No, third floor rear. Take off your shoes if you want to, and sit over here on this low thing. It's the best.
Aren't you even going to dry off first?
I play just the same when my clothes are wet. Ready?
Ready. What's the name of that?
Shadows in the Rain. Do you like it?
Yes, I do. better than anything I've ever heard.
I'm glad. I wanted especially to play for you, Kenneth. I had to.
Why? Why did you have to, Jeannie?
To repay you.
For what?
I didn't have any money to pay for that cab. I like playing for you, though. Much better than for the cab driver.
When I left Jeannie, I was filled with a strange elation, as though my feet had no need of solid ground, as though my body were ignorant of gravity, and I was smiling. I remember I couldn't stop smiling. I wanted to run all the way home, and I remember being careful not to step on any cracks. When I got home, Virginia was busy arranging the place cards for a dinner party I'd forgotten about.
Hello,
darling.
You're late.
My goodness, you're wet, too. What have you been doing?
Walking in the rain. Come kiss me. I feel wonderful. There now. How much time have I got?
About 15 minutes before they start coming. Darling, remind me to ask you why I haven't been kissed that way more often lately.
It's spring.
It's not. It's midsummer.
You want to know something, Virginia? I don't feel like having a dinner party.
Oh, darling, they'll be here any minute. Hurry, Chance.
Oh, I'm serious. Virginia, do you remember when you lived over on Charles Street and I used to come all the way from Bronxville every night to see you?
Yes, darling, of course.
Remember when you wore red socks and dungarees and we walked in the rain and talked by candlelight over glasses of wine and raced each other down the street? Remember, Virginia? It's not too long ago.
Oh, of course I remember, Ken, darling, but when we were even younger, we played with blocks. And then when we grew older, we put them aside.
Blocks. Is that the way you think of it, Virginia? A man goes from playing with blocks to playing with girls to having stuffy, idiotic dinner parties. Does a man's soul have to have a timetable, Virginia?
Ken, you wouldn't love me in red socks and dungarees now, the way you did then. You can't turn back. You only hurt yourself.
Maybe. But perhaps it's the sort of thing a man has to find out for himself.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of Crystal, co-starring Mr. John Howard and Miss Denny Shane. Now, here is our announcer.
The name Keepsake means quality.
Brilliant.
Keepsake is guaranteed.
Perfect.
Keepsake is styled for you. It's a truly perfect diamond ring. It's a guaranteed perfect diamond ring meant just for you. Your keepsake. Your keepsake.
I saw Jeannie again, almost every day. I meant to tell Virginia about her, but I didn't know how. Somehow I connected Virginia with the me who wore pinstripe gray suits, who carried a briefcase and held unbelievably long conversations about ways to make more money. The me who had learned to live on the fringe of life. With Jeannie, I was free. I dropped my adaptations like a set of Halloween masks and forgot them until it was time to go home. I gave Jeannie money. I expected her to refuse the first time I offered it. I should have known better. Jeannie had no false pride.
It's like a sudden check from home. You open an envelope and out it pops with a bright smiling face. Only you're a much nicer kind of envelope, Ken.
Thank you. What shall I do with it all?
Oh, pay the rent, buy music, have the piano tuned.
It's not out of tune.
Excuse me. With just a suggestion, I wouldn't know.
I tune it myself. The man who tuned it a few months ago gave me the thingamajig to do it with and taught me how to use it. Don't you believe me? Do you want me to tune it for you now and show you?
Oh, of course I believe you. You just delight me, that's all.
I do? I'm glad I do, Ken. I like delighting you. I don't know how I do it, though. Sometimes when I talk about the way the sunset makes the windows in the Chrysler Building look on fire, that delights you. And now it delights you because I can tune my own piano. Tell me what I do. So sometime when I have to, I'll know what to do.
Do you want to delight me very much, Jean?
Yes.
Jeannie, kiss me.
Yes, Ken. May I play for you, Ken? Now, may I play for you?
Oh, Jeannie.
Please, Ken, listen.
Jeannie, I love you. Jeannie.
Yes, Ken, I know, I know. Kenny?
What are you doing?
Just rolling the sound around. Didn't you ever do that? Ken. Kenny. Ken, how old are you?
I'm 36, Jeannie.
I'm 20. What's your wife like, Ken? What's her name?
Her name is Virginia. She's one of the nicest persons I've ever known. She... Oh, Jeannie, I wish there was something to tell you. I wish I could say she was mean or selfish or stupid or nagging and that I was unhappy with her.
Oh, no, you don't wish that.
No. I love Virginia. And I love you. It's two different things. They say such a thing isn't possible, but it is.
Of course it is. I love to watch the dawn come up. But I watch the night come, too, and love it just as much. First it gets faintly blue, and then black shadows walk in from the ocean.
On little cat feet?
Oh, no, that's fog. The night strides in on stilts.
Oh, Jeannie, I love you.
Did I delight you again?
Yes, you did. And that fellow on stilts is coming now. I have to get home, Jeannie. Yes, it's me.
Where have you been? You're late again.
I was working. Oh, I'm tired, Virginia. Is there any kind of nonsense I have to go through tonight? I mean, is anybody coming?
No, darling, no one tonight.
Well, then let's go out to dinner and have something exotic. And between cocktails, I'll sing love songs to you. Hello, Virginia.
Hello, Ken. I'm glad you're back.
Back?
You've been away.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about her, Ken?
I don't know. Do you want to know about her?
To know there is another woman is almost everything. Yes. Tell me.
She's 20. Piano student. Her name is Jeannie Tanakio. She lives on 8th Street. She looks like a painting by Greuze. In fact... And that's about the story.
Do you love her, Ken?
Oh, you don't know what a question that is. To say I love you implies I don't love Jeannie. To say I love Jeannie implies I don't love you. Neither is true. Oh, I don't see really how you can stand there so coolly and smile so brightly. I'd be breaking the furniture by now.
Ken, if you knew the carnage, the murderous devastation inside of me... You wouldn't invite
me. Well, I'd understand it better.
It's easy to understand violence. Thinking is much harder. Ken, have you faced the fact that no matter how much thinking I do, I could never share you?
I haven't faced it because I'd never expect it.
Do you want your freedom?
Freedom? From you, Virginia? Can loss be freedom?
Ken, make me no speeches. I know you're good with them.
No speeches, Virginia.
Why do you make me say it? Do you want a divorce?
No.
Oh, Ken. Ken, I don't want to lose you. Ken, I'll wear red socks again and dungarees and take ferry rides if that's what you'd like. But I can't compete with you. I'm afraid I won't be fooling either of us.
For a few days, I made half-hearted decisions not to see Jeannie, and then argued myself out of them. Virginia said no more, but only waited. Jeannie remained the same, until one day, decision was thrown at my head.
Ken?
Yes, darling.
You mustn't come anymore.
Mustn't come?
No.
Why not?
He doesn't like it anymore. He asked me specially.
He? He asked you specially?
Terry. Terry says it bothers him that you keep coming. I love Terry.
Jeannie.
Yes, Ken?
What are you talking about?
Terry. He's jealous. He doesn't understand why I see you so often. I must do as he asks.
Jeannie, what are you saying? Terry? Who's Terry? You haven't told me about him.
Yes, I did. He's a student, too. Remember I told you how he talks of not liking his mother?
But Jeannie, you can't do this. I won't let you.
How will you stop us?
Oh, Terry, you promised not to come in.
I know, darling, but he's going to be difficult. I told you the old guy was in love with you.
Terry, please.
Listen, Kenneth Holden. I know you've got plenty of money, and Jeannie tells me you're a nice guy who helped her out a lot. But we might as well face this thing out in the open. Jeannie doesn't want a guy old enough to be her father, or even a nice New York businessman chasing after a vanishing youth. But when we can, we'll repay you for the money that you've given Jeannie. But for now, you'd better forget about her.
Is this true, Jeannie?
Yes.
I wish you happiness. There's nothing for me to say. Jeannie, if you'd only told me. Goodbye, Jeannie.
Goodbye, Ken.
I walked, waiting for misery to descend like some awful avalanche. But all that repeated itself in my mind was a nice New York businessman chasing after a vanishing youth. I went straight to Virginia. Virginia listened and then held out her arms to me. I have never been so grateful for anything in my life. And now, a year later, these are the thoughts that come back to me as I leave the cab, dash through the rain, clutching my anniversary present for Virginia. A moment later, I watch her open the box and see her eyes widen with delight when she finds the crystal. When tiny points of tears come into her eyes, I feel a sting in mine. 15 years of marriage isn't a miracle, but 15 years of love.
Ken. Ken, darling, I have something to tell you.
A confession? A dark past?
About Jeannie Tanakia.
Oh. Well, what about her?
It's done now, Ken, isn't it?
Yes, darling. Yes, it's done.
Then I'll tell you. I went to see her. I wanted to know who might take you from me. No, wait. Please don't interrupt. This is hard to say. We talked a whole afternoon, Jeannie and I. I told her all I knew about you, all I knew about myself, and why we had stayed in love so long. Ken, Jeannie is as good and fine as any woman who ever lived. And, of course, she didn't marry her own brother.
Marry her? What do you mean?
Terry is her brother. Ken, I asked her to do that. She did it for love of you, and I think respect for us. Should I have told you this, Ken?
Are we old enough to have the truth?
Yes.
You look so strange.
Darling, I know now, for certain. I would never have left you. I love you, Virginia. But even as I spoke, I knew that there will never be rain in New York without my remembering Jeannie. She will sit always at a piano, somewhere in my mind, playing.
Curtain falls on Act Two, the Movietown Radio Theater's presentation of Crystal, starring John Howard and Denny Shane, who return in just a moment.
In the great American tradition of getting an honest-to-goodness bargain,
Rexall salutes the nation's shoppers with a great red, white, and blue sale.
Hats off to true blue savings.
You'll cheer at the star-spangled values. Everything from aspirin to cosmetics.
Vitamins to razor blades.
And remember, every Rexall product is sold on a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back.
Give your budget a 21-gun salute.
Shop at Rexall's red, white, and blue sale.
Going on now, but only at your Rexall store.
And here are our stars, Denny Shane and John Howard. Well, my friends, you really deserve a curtain call. You did an excellent job. Well,
thank you, Les.
John told me how exciting it was going to be working with you, Les. I'm convinced.
Well, thank you very much. If this keeps up, I'm going to have to start wearing a larger size hat. John, what are you doing these days?
Oh, I'm working pretty hard, Les. I'm making a picture at Republic, and I think it's going to be a pretty good picture.
And what about you, Denny? How are you spending your time these days?
Well, Les, as you know, I write feature articles in various magazines, do gossip columns, interviews. Right now, working like mad on the radio show that John and I told you about at the beginning of this program.
Well, after your good work here in our theater, the least I can do is to wish both of you all kinds of success in any and all of your ventures.
Thanks a lot, Les.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and Les, before we go, Ben and I have shared the spotlight a little too much, perhaps. I'd like to thank Janet Logan and Dick Anderson for their very able support in Crystal as Virginia and Terry.
Thank you, and goodbye, John Howard and Denny Shane. The music was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Crystal was written by Robert Presnell, Jr., edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell. Be with us next week, won't you?